The very foundation, listen, the foundation of all wisdom, it begins with a personal reverence for Almighty God, which means this: if I'm going to be wise, I must understand who God is, and upon the basis of understanding who God is, surrender my will and my way to this sovereign God who in all his wisdom has only chosen, will only choose the best way always in every circumstance. So when somebody says, are you a wise person? You ask yourself the question, am I living in submission to God? Do I know God? Do I know His Son, Jesus Christ? Do I want His will? Am I searching for His will? Am I desirous to know His way, not to consider it, but in order to walk in it? Am I a wise person? Let me say this. You cannot be a wise person and abandon God for your life. You may tell me all about how knowledgeable you are and how many degrees you have and all the accomplishments, all the achievement, all the recognition, all the notoriety, all the fame and the fortune. And I want to tell you, my friend, without God, you're still playing the fool's game. Because apart from God, he says, listen, the beginning of wisdom is reverence for God. You may impress the world, and you may seemingly get along for a season of time, but I want to show you that the world's way and the world's wisdom is not acceptable in God's eyes. It's not sufficient. It's going to prove disappointing. And ultimately, if you ignore God, abandon Him in your life, and try to live apart from Him, you're going to end up facing Him one of these days in all eternity, having played the fool. So, when we ask, what is spiritual wisdom? Spiritual wisdom is that perception, that capacity, that ability, that gift that God gives to those who reverence Him, commit themselves to walking in obedience to Him as the sovereign of the universe, submitted to, committed to, yielded to, and walking in His will as a way of life. That's what a wise person is. Does a wise person know everything? No. Because you see, there is a distinction between knowledge and wisdom. And when I think about how people live their lives and the fact that God has given the gift of wisdom in order that you and I may walk through valleys in our life, difficulty, hardship, trials, suffering, persecution, you name it. And in spite of that, He gives wisdom to be able to walk through these things and to come out victoriously. Sometimes a person may lose their life in the process of being obedient to God. They come out victoriously on the other side as a martyr. And so, oftentimes, you and I suffer persecution or difficulty, hardship, and what happens? Watch this. If we respond wisely, we come out winning every single time. We come out deeper in our faith. We come out stronger in our confidence and our relationship with our Lord. It is a fool's life to live disobediently before God, abandoning God's will and principles and ways in a person's life, and choose to think about this, how ridiculous this is, to think that I know better, that you know better how to live your life than God knows, who created you for a specific purpose to accomplish certain things in your life. Isn't it rather foolish and empty and absurd to think that we know better than He does, and that in spite of what He's planned, in spite of what He's provided, that we can ignore that and rebel against it and do it our own way and come out winning? There is absolutely no way. I say, you may have lots of fame and fortune and all the rest. If you have abandoned God in your life, you're playing the fool. Am I calling you a fool? No, I'm just telling you what God says. That it's foolish, that it's foolhardy to ignore one thing that you know is inevitable. One of these days you'll stand before a loving God who will have done everything in His awesome, holy omnipotence, rather than to violate your will ultimately by providing His Son Jesus on the cross to die for your sins, making it possible for you to be forgiven of your sins in order to live a godly life. To ignore that is foolish, because there is an eternity, there is a day of judgment out there somewhere. So let's think for just a moment. We think in terms of the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Because there are lots of people who say, you mean to tell me that as much experience as I've had, as much education as I've had, as many years of working and experience that I've had, you mean to tell me that I'm unwise? Well, I can tell you what God says. He says the foundation of all wisdom is reverence for God. If you have ignored Him, if you're living in rebellion toward Him, if you're not acknowledging Him in your life, if there's no place for Him, or even if you are a Christian, and you are rebelling against God, and you're having it your way, and you're choosing to walk in disobedience, you are playing the fool's game. Here's the fool's game. The fool's game is this. In spite of what God says, I'm going to have it my way, and I'm going to win anyway. That's the fool's game, and my friend, you cannot. Before Almighty God, there is no way for you to win in life in that way. That's why Paul says, be careful how you walk. Don't walk unwisely, walk wisely.